It's been 2 months since coal company Black Jewel filed for bankruptcy. The move put more than 1,500 miners out of a job in Wyoming and across Appalachia. Many are still struggling to find work. It turns out that struggle isn't just about the job market. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Quit! Quit!
Darlene Ray calms down her three dogs outside Gillette. Until 2 months ago, Ray worked in Black Jewel's warehouse, writing invoices, receiving freight. But since the coal company's abrupt bankruptcy, she's been stuck looking for work.
Every day, you keep waiting and wondering if somebody's going to call you, you know, and there's nothing.
Ray slaps down a sheet of paper listing all the places she's applied for jobs.
Peabody Energy, Cloud Peak, Campbell County Hospital, Walmart, Pegasus.
Next to many is the word rejection. Ray has a medically retired husband and a mortgage. Worst comes to worst, she'll have to sell the house and move. A tough option with grandkids nearby. She's struggling despite what she's hearing, that the job market in Gillette is strong. The local workforce center says companies are underemployed, unlike the downturn in 2015 and 2016. Even Black Jewel had openings until its bankruptcy July 1st. That day, when the company went under, it furloughed about 600 employees. 2 months later, only a quarter of those workers are back to work, plus a small skeleton crew, according to local management. With a strong job market, Ray has an idea why people like herself are struggling to find work. It's about job skills.
If you know how to drive a haul truck, can run a shovel, you know, an electrician, a mechanic, a welder, yeah, the mines are picking you up left and right.
Rick Mansheim with the Gillette Workforce Center agrees. Mines are looking for skilled positions. But he says that's not the only reason so many locals aren't back to work. Most of those reasons don't have to do with the job market itself.
I think most of them are just waiting to see what happens.
In other words, hoping to get their old job back. At the start of Black Jewel's bankruptcy, warehouse worker Melissa Peterson-Warden fell into that category. We're talking in her office, as she calls it, a restaurant in downtown Gillette.
The one thing I've always heard is a mine will never close. They will never close a mine. And in one day, they close two.
But still, she was sure Eagle Butte and Bel Air would reopen and wanted to wait.
I wanted to be a part of that group that brought the mines back and came up from this unheard of thing that we had just gone through.
Being a part of that group meant she would get her old job back and restore these historic mines. Her plan, her hope, affected her job search.
I didn't even make it into the door of the job fair because my heart wasn't in it.
But now, after over 2 months of the mines staying closed, Peterson Warden's attitude has shifted. In fact, she would no longer work at Black Jewel, especially after hearing the potential buyers Contura do not plan to keep the mines open long term. But she still wants to get back in her field. That's where her focus is.
For me to accept a job that's either not in my field or not at the pay rate I want, that would be a temporary job to me. You know, I still want to be in my field. I still want to be associated with coal mining. There's definitely a standard of living that I would like to maintain.
Gillette Workforce Center's Mansheim says that's another common reason many are still out of work. The urge to continue that specific lifestyle of a miner, with good pay and long hours. However, Mansheim says those jobs are harder to come by. So, former Black Jewel workers have moved elsewhere. South Carolina, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, all to find better, higher-paying jobs.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, man,
Dan Zarecki is moving to Montana for that reason.
I have had the option, several options, to take a big pay cut and work here in town. I want that 401k, I want that pension, I want whatever comes with it. I feel like my family deserves that.
Zarecki has a family and a baby due in October. His family wants him to stay in town. He'd prefer it too. But he says it's a dog-eat-dog world. You have to make sacrifices to get what you want.
It's only 2.5 hours away. I'll be able to come here on my days off. And it's worth it.
Workforce Center's Mansheim says the job-seeking traffic has slowed down since the bankruptcy. But a new wave is coming in. People who've waited for Black Jewel to reopen are now ready to move on. He says a furloughed worker came in today and was ready to finally start a job search. It's been over 2 months now, and technically, Black Jewel has still not laid anyone off. But in Gillette, it sure feels that way. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.